Real-life crime and court scenarios are often plot lines for television shows, and since there aren't enough new hit dramas this season, CBS is staying competitive with its old standbys, crime procedurals like The Mentalist and NCIS. TV critic Eric Deggan says the network is also trying something new with a show that premieres tonight.
In some ways, the new drama, Golden Boy, seems like a serious Hail Mary pass for CBS.
But getting here was a long road.
Theo James plays Walter Clark Jr., the youngest police commissioner in New York City's history. He was promoted from patrolman to the top job in just 7 years. The first episode starts with a flashback as he trades stories with a newspaper reporter.
Well, you call yourself a street kid, but you climb from patrol to homicide to the big chair at 1PP, and you do it faster than anyone in the 170-year history of this department. So you tell me, Commissioner, you a master politician or just a savvy cop?
Once upon a time, CBS had a rule book for cop dramas like CSI and NCIS. Case of the week, team of crime solvers, maybe a charismatic older star like Tom Selleck, Ted Danson, or Mark Harmon.
Come on, sit down.
The whole day's been like a bad dream, but I had to come.
Stop. Just tell me what's going on.
On these shows, most stories wrap up in one episode. That makes it easier to air repeats and sell the show in syndication. But Golden Boy works differently. At 28, Theo James is a much younger star than 60-somethings like Harmon or Selleck. And even though there's a murder of the week to keep procedural fans happy, every story links back to the bigger tale of how Clark got to the big chair.
Sorry to interrupt, but DeAndre Stubblefield, he's got an alibi. He was doing a burglary in Queens, it checks out.
Guy gave it up in the car.
We're actually investigating an old case. This just kind of fell in our laps.
Commissioner's watching this, so if the kid's got a nose for it, maybe he ought to be working it.
Golden Boy is CBS's attempt to stretch its formula to new places, like the Sherlock Holmes revamp Elementary and Dennis Quaid's 1960s crime drama Vegas. And it couldn't come at a better time. Rival NBC tried something similar a few weeks ago with a Jekyll and Hyde remake called Do No Harm.
My name is Dr. Jason Cole. At least it is right now. In 3 hours, I'll be someone entirely different.
It debuted with the lowest ratings ever for a new network series, and then it got canceled. ABC's Zero Hour featured Anthony Edwards in his first series role since leaving ER 11 years ago. But it got the lowest rating for a new scripted series in that network's history. So what are people watching on TV these days that isn't football or a reality show? How about flesh-eating zombies?
Christ promised the resurrection of the dead. I just thought he had something different in mind.
AMC's The Walking Dead is a gory drama about a zombie apocalypse. It keeps breaking viewership records with complex, character-driven stories that demand viewers watch week after week. Comforting as it may be for TV networks to keep giving us Crime of the Week shows we can check into at will, those series also draw older viewers advertisers could care less about. I'm not sure a new drama about New York's youngest police commissioner solves that problem, and I'm certain CBS won't be comforted by the fact that my 70-something mother got hooked on the show after a few preview episodes. But they have to try something, because the future of network TV just might depend on finding a bridge between the comfort food that used to draw big crowds and the edgy, explicit work that pulls them in today.
Eric Deggans is TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times.